Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'm really grateful to you for this opportunity to read this statement on the need for calm in the raging chieftaincy dispute in the Lajakuku constituency. The importance of chieftaincy in any community cannot be overemphasized, and Teshi is no exception. Chiefs are the traditional rulers in their communities, and they play various kinds of roles that inure positively to the good of their subjects and people. They partner the government in various ways to ensure that the needed developments are brought to their communities. Mr. Speaker, as the Member of Parliament for the Lajakuku constituency, I would like to use this platform to reach out to all factions in the chieftaincy dispute in Teshin to let peace reign within the constituency. As opposing factions, they would definitely have contrary views from each other. However, for the interest of our beloved constituency, they should all agree to discuss the issue rather than resort to violence, for it is said to jaw-jaw is better than to war-war. I call on both factions to resolve that the unfortunate disturbances that happened yesterday, the 20th of June 2013, where a life was lost. Teachers and school children were left terrified. Must never happen in our constituency again. We in the constituency should resolve that never again should we attack people because of differences that exist between us. Regardless of the differences in opinion, it is important to note that the people of Teshin belong to one lineage and must at all times protect each other from any form of harm. I will also like to encourage all the interested parties to make good use of the avenues earmarked for seeking of redress when it comes to chieftaincy issues in Ghana. I believe other relevant bodies and institutions will be more than willing to help find lasting end to this dispute. I respectfully wish to employ all to avail themselves of this process. Mr. Speaker, as a people, we cannot continue like this forever. We must find an end to this challenge. I humbly want to call on the Ghana Police Service and other security agencies to be firm in maintaining law and order within the constituency. The urgent need to protect lives and property in Teshin cannot be compromised. I also use this platform to commend the security agencies for their swift response yesterday. Their promptness averted further destruction and harm, but there is a need to do everything possible to consolidate the current fragile peace in the constituency. I am sure the people of Teshin can count on the security agencies. Mr. Speaker, please permit me to further use this opportunity to assure the electorates and the good people of Teshin that their safety and that of their property are assured. There is no cause for alarm, nor any form of panic reaction. The security agencies are up to their tasks. My heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family of the one who lost his life yesterday. I share in their grief. I also wish the injured a speedy recovery. Mr. Speaker, I believe all are committed to lasting peace in Teshin, and we are certain that sooner than later, we will overcome these skirmishes and help build the Teshin we all yearn for. Yes, we will overcome. Teshin will definitely overcome. Mr. Speaker, once again, I thank you so much for the opportunity to read this statement. Thank you.
Honourable Deputy Minority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for the opportunity to contribute to the statement ably made by the member for Teshin. Mr. Speaker, due to the sensitive nature of the statement and even the issue at stake, I do not intend to over elaborate or comment extensively on the statement, but just to reiterate the point she's made that in times like this, the watchword is peace and that individuals should put aside offensive weapons and any other behavior that will lead to clashes and return to the negotiation tables and return to talking to one another and allow their mouths to do the damage rather than their hands and weapons. Mr. Speaker, it is important that as a house we appeal to the people of Teshin and to all the stakeholders there, particularly the elders of the people of Teshin, that the peace of this nation, the peace of Teshin, and the peace of the people of Tema, true to Nungwa, and all those who use Teshin will surely depend on what they do in Teshin as well. Teshin is not the Teshin of old, it's a new Teshin that symbolizes what the heartbeat of Accra is. And any disturbance there with has and will have ripple effect. And so it is important to thank the Member of Parliament for bringing this issue to the fore and appeal to the people to calm down and do the talking first. They should not allow people who have vested interests to use them, but that they should look at the children and their grandchildren and their children's children and ensure that peace returns to Teshin. Mr. Speaker, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Honorable Deputy Majority.
Mr. Speaker, I also join the Honorable Member for Lejokuku and appealing to the people of Teshin to let peace prevail. Mr. Speaker, an important statement has been made that despite the differences that exist in Teshin, the people of Teshin belong to one lineage. And in all things that we do, we must take into consideration the fact that we all belong to one lineage. And in unity, we shall prosper, we shall progress. The MP has called on the Minister of Chieftaincy and Traditional Affairs to intervene and promote peace. It is good that we live as brothers and sisters in one environment. And the authorities, particularly the Minister of Chieftaincy and Traditional Affairs, has a responsibility here to intervene and make everything appear peaceful. Again, to the deceased family, the family that lost one member, our condolences go to them, and we are saying that let this statement be a stepping stone, that what happened yesterday will not happen again. We should go back to the table, to the negotiating table, and have dialogue. As my colleague has said, let us dialogue and find solution to our problems than going to the fighting field. With this, once again, let me appeal to the people of Teshin that this House joins the member of Parliament in asking that let peace prevail. Mr. Speaker, I thank you for the opportunity. Okay.